Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shkalim Daf Ches. Comes out this cycle, the 14th cycle of Daf Yomi, Shkalim Daf Ches falls out on the second day of Pesach. It's very interesting that the Gemara has many discussions regarding the Dalet Kaisis. One line in this Gemara regarding Mahul Lishtoisa Mekerech Echar, drink the Dalet Kaisis in one sitting, Bevas Achas. The Gemara says, Mida Omer Reb Yechanan, this is on Omer Beis, Hallel im Shama Bivesa Knesses Yatza. Since Rabbi Yechanan said that Hallel, if you listen to Hallel in Shul, Yotza Hallel, Hada Amra im Shasa Mikarech Echar Yatza. This would tell us that if a person drinks all the Alakosis Bivas Achas, he's Yotza. Why? Because if he's already Yotza Hallel in Shul, then he comes back to the Seder, he's not going to be saying Hallel. And therefore, he'll be drinking the third Kais without saying Hallel. And it'll come out that it's back to back with the fourth kais, and that's a bevas achas with the third and fourth kais must be that yaitza. That is what the Yerushalmi says. Now, a few weeks ago we learned Psachim daf kufches, and the Gemara over there says clearly shasam bevas achas yide yayin yatsa yide cheirus yide dalar kais is lo yatsa. The Rambam has a gers yide cheirus lo yatsa, but the way the Rashbam and Tosfos learn, that is shasam bevas achas when a person drinks all four kaises smuchin zelazeh, one after the other, he's not yotza. So there's seemingly a machlokes between Bavli and Yerushalmi. And I saw there's a Sefer Har Ephraim, which is written by Ephraim Garbaz, and it's brought as a pirus to the Rash Cirilio. And he says that the Yisrael machlokes is based on an underlying hakira, an underlying shaila, what the geder of halil belil haseder is. Is the Hallel that is said on the night of the Seder the same Geder as Hallel that's said on all the other Yurches Yom Makvuim, who say Hallel on many Yom Tovim, Pesach as well? And that's a Kriyas Hallel, like our Bracha, Likreyas HaHallel, although there's a Bracha Ligmar, but the Bracha we make is Likreyas HaHallel. There's a Din Kriya, there's a Mitzvah's Kriyas HaHallel on the 18 Yom Tovim Makvuim. Or is Hallel on the night of Pesach different? The Hallel on the night of Pesach is a Din Shira. And to explain a little bit more, there's a Ran in Perek Avi Psachim, Daf Chavav Mabez in the Daf Yehorif, that brings from Rav Haigoin regarding whether or not you have to make a bracha on Hallel. And Rav Haigoin says, you don't make a bracha on Hallel on the night of Pesach. Why? Because we're not reading Hallel B'Toyras Kriya, rather we're reading it, we're saying Hallel B'Toyras Shira. And he says, quotes the Mishnah in Masechet Psachim, Rabbi Gamliel, Hayoimer, Koshal Yomar, and the Mishnah brings Pesach Matzah Maror, exactly what you have to say. The Mishnah ends off, Lefichach, Anachnu, Chayavim, Lohoides, Ulahalel, and the rest of the Nusach that we say at the end of Magid. So the Reb Haigoin says, you see that the Geder of Halal and Lil Pesach is a Geder of Lohoides, Ulahalel, it's a Geder of Shira. But the Yerushalmi holds, and this sheet is actually brought in the Ran as well, that you do make a bracha on Halal on the night of Pesach. And this Rav Haigoin is actually brought in the Brisker Rav in Hilchas Chanukah. He points out that the Geder of Hallel on Lil Pesach is a Geder of Shira, not Kriya. But the Yerushalmi holds, and this is brought in some Rishayim in the Ran, that you do make a bracha on Hallel on Lil Pesach. Must be, is it Din Kriya? So the Har Ephraim wants to explain that this Machlekes Bavlin Yerushalmi, whether Shasam of Asachas, Yetzer or not Yetzer, is Lishitasam, in whether or not you make a bracha on Hallel on the night of Pesach, which has an underlying yisoid of what the geder of the Hallel is. Meaning, the Yerushalmi that says that you do make a bracha on Hallel on Leil Seder, he holds that Hallel is a kriya. It's just like Kriya's Hallel of all the other Yom Tovim, and therefore, if you heard Hallel in the Beis HaKnesses, you yaitza. And you don't have to say it again when you come to Yiseder at home. But according to the Bavli first of all doesn't mention anything about making a bracha on Hallel. And Rav Haigoin says that the Bavli holds you don't make a bracha on Hallel. The Bavli holds that the geder of this Hallel is a geder of Shira. And according to the Bavli, even if you heard Hallel in Shul on Leil Pesach, or you said Hallel in Shul on Leil Pesach, you have to say it again. Because it has to be part of the Leil Seder, part of the Shira, part of the Haggadah. And therefore, first of all, you don't make a bracha. And second of all, you're going to say it specifically at the Leil Seder, even if you said it in Shul. And that's why the Bavli holds that if you are Shason Bevas Achas, you're not going to be Yotza, because there has to be the Bracha on that Hallel that you're going to say at the Seder, which is part of the Seder. Mashenken, the Yushalmi holds that Halal Lil Seder is a gather of Kriya, and therefore, since if I already heard it in Shul, I'm already Yotza, and it's not Ma'akev, there's no need to say it again at the Lil Seder. Therefore, Yushalmi says, I have a Raya, that if I am Shasam Mevasachas, I am going to be Yotza. Have a wonderful day.